That's a lady called Lena Lovitch and his lucky number. This is The Voice. It's local radio for North Devon. And I've been talking about this all morning, talking about blogging. Say good morning to Karen. Morning, Karen.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good, good. So tell us a bit about what you do.
Well, I was a childminder for 14 years.
Yeah.
Then I suffered a stroke and wanted to share my knowledge, so I started to write a blog.
Okay. So how long have you been actually writing the blog then?
Since 2014.
Right, okay. And who's this blog actually aimed at?
Anybody who wants to read it. No, basically it's for parents. Well, it was my niece asked me for some bedtime tips because she was having problems getting her little one to go to bed.
Hmm.
And she said I was a big help, so I thought I could help other people. So I take requests for topics, answer questions,
okay,
and whatever, really.
Brilliant. Now, do you live chat or?
No.
Right, okay. And how do people get in contact with you as far as the blog is concerned?
If they log into the next best thing to mummy.com.
Right, okay.
And leave a comment.
Yeah, okay.
And I promise to get back to any questions, I'll always answer.
Brilliant stuff. So is this a Facebook page or is it a website?
It's a website. There is a Facebook page for it, but this is actually a website.
Right. And what? And apart from the bedtime stuff, what sort of things do you deal with?
Loads. I've done pros and cons of using a dummy.
Okay, right.
Children being addicted to electronics, iPads, phones, etc.
That is, what advice would you give about that then? Because I guess all kids are like onto sort of iPads and phones and stuff. So if your child is a bit obsessed with it, how can you sort of wean them off that?
Lead by example. Don't say to your child you can't go on your iPad and then sit there and be on your phone doing Facebook.
Right.
So what I would do is say, right, mummy's just going to answer a few emails. While I'm answering my emails, you can go and do something, but just restrict it.
Oh, okay.
So don't use it as a babysitter. Which I know a lot of people do.
People do that these days, yeah, I guess. Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. And what about, do you ever give advice on like child safety on the internet and stuff?
No, I don't. I'll only write what I actually know works, and I don't
know
a lot about that because my children are grown up now and there wasn't social media around when they were growing up. So I'll only write what I know.
Okay, so
true.
Is there at the moment then something that, like a recurring theme about any of the questions you're asked?
Not really, it's pretty random.
Yeah.
Really, but I've done, trying to think my most popular ones. Behaviour management, that was a big one.
Right, okay.
So that can be a big thing for a lot of people.
Yeah, and what sort of age would that be aimed at, do you reckon?
All ages. Terrible to start 18 months and finish at 18 years.
Oh, okay.
Experience.
Yes. So it's the full range then.
My biggest tip for behaviour is reward the good behaviour, ignore the bad as much as possible.
Mm.
Obviously, if your children are killing one another, you can't ignore it, but
yes,
reward any good behaviour.
Yeah.
Same with a husband. Reward your husband when he's good and ignore him when he's bad.
Is that how it works?
He won't speak to me now when I get home.
That is brilliant. Right, just give us the details again of how we can check out the blog.
Right, the next best thing to mummy, all one word, lowercase.com.
Okay. And if people have a question about something in particular, they can field that through you.
Yep, leave me a comment in the comments box at the bottom of each blog. And I promise any questions will be answered.
That's brilliant. Karen, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And, how many viewers do you reckon you have at the moment?
I've got 99 subscribers.
Yeah.
And including social media, over 2,000.
Gosh, that's incredible, isn't it?
That's Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah, that's brilliant stuff. You're doing a grand job. Thank you for that. Thank you for coming in.
You're welcome.
And I hope it just gets bigger and bigger for you.
Thank you. I wondered maybe they'd never find